It is 8:20 right now, and you're listening to the Monday edition of This Morning. Time for Spotlight. We're going to be talking about EPIC, the English program in Korea. Two guests joining us here in the studio. Very pleased to have Eric Martin, who is the EPIC coordinator, and Tammy Renard. Is that the right
pronunciation?
That's correct, yep. From the United States, and she is a teacher, part of the EPIC program. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Well, let's first start with you, Eric. First of all, how long have you been a part of EPIC? And maybe briefly just describe what EPIC is.
Yeah, sure. I've been with EPIC for almost 12 months now. Mm. And EPIC stands for English Program in Korea. Some people think we're a company, but actually what we are is we're just a very central office of the Ministry of Education, Science, and Technology. And so our mission is to hire and train and support native English teachers to teach all over Korea,
right,
in every province.
And the process is really more streamlined and, I guess, as you said, centralized, so that there is sort of this uniform standard, which you don't often see with individually run hagwons, right?
Exactly, yeah. That's what we're working towards, because we know that, you know, there are a lot of different avenues, and sometimes it can be confusing for applicants. So if you want to teach in Korea, EPIC offers one central location where, you know, we're organized, we have a lot of support and great training, and then you can teach anywhere in Korea.
How did you personally start to get involved with this?
Well, so people ask me, oh, you were an EPIC teacher first, right? And sometimes I blush a little because I admit I haven't been an EPIC teacher.
Okay.
I taught English in Germany for a year.
Wow.
Where I volunteered. But my work with EPIC actually began just a couple years ago when I was a student in Canada,
mm-hmm.
finishing up my undergrad. And EPIC came to promote their program at my university.
Wow.
And so I was trying to study a little bit of Korean, and my Korean professor asked me to host the team. And so I did that, and I got to know them, and I decided that it was a great program. So I was all ready to join up as a teacher.
Okay.
And then when I was ready to do that, they kind of remembered me from when they had visited and said, hey, you know, we have this position available, so why don't you at least apply for it? And here I am now.
And so far, satisfied with the job? No, you're not going to air any grievances on air here?
I'll keep all my secrets. No, it's been
so far,
great.
So good.
Honestly, the team is fantastic. Very professional, very organized. Their English is excellent.
Right.
I couldn't imagine working with a better team.
All right, excellent. Now let's actually get some, I guess, field experience regarding this. Tammy, how did you get started with EPIC?
Well, actually, I was looking around the internet, and I found a recruiting agency, which I don't know if I can put a plug in for them, so I'll just kind of stay at low here. But they mentioned EPIC, and I did a little research online, and I looked on their website. And the thing that really stuck out to me was how much support they had.
Mm.
Like, my brother is actually teaching in Busan.
Okay.
And he is in a hagwon. So the orientation that he had and the support he had, I had that in the back of my mind. So when I saw EPIC, I was really, really impressed. For instance, we have about 9 or 10 days or so of orientation. And it just, I know I'm going to be pretty acclimated by the time I actually get into the classroom and start teaching. So that's kind of how I jumped into there.
Okay.
And yeah, so here I am.
Did you know you always wanted to teach in Korea? I mean, was that, I see that your brother also did as well, but was that a plan, and then you researched and you found out, okay, maybe EPIC's the best option?
And actually, that's really interesting, because I had traveled abroad a lot, and I studied and traveled in Africa, and really that's where my drive was before.
Okay.
And then when I started looking at different options after I graduated just here in May, I wanted to branch out and try something different. So when I saw a lot of advertisements for teaching English in Korea, I didn't have a lot of background in Asian culture or even Korean culture.
Right.
So I thought this is going to be a really interesting challenge. And I'm pretty into challenges, because I think it's important to, you need to jump into different things.
Sure.
And that's how you grow into a really well-rounded individual.
And the experience for you as well, so far, so
good. It's been excellent.
Okay.
Really, the staff is fabulous.
Okay. So. Well, good to know. Now, this is a question for both of you guys, and I don't want to get into too much hagwon bashing, but I know you guys, I mean, as part
it's
of the expat
sport.
Community, there's a diverse group of teachers here from a lot of different countries, including Canada and the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people tell their horror stories about working in hagwons. I mean, what is the sense of response that you've been hearing in regards to specifically your teaching situation and, of course, you working as a coordinator and how they're being treated in Hagwons, mm-hmm. per se. I know the public school system is, of course, very different, but we're talking about the working conditions for English teachers. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, before I comment, I mean, Tammy and I were talking earlier. Maybe she can kind of describe the difference between her brother's experience and her experience.
Okay.
How much passion do we want to do? I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Well, my brother said he had about a half an hour to an hour of orientation, and then they handed him the books and showed him the classroom, and that's how he started. And he's been there about a year. So
okay.
Very, very different experience. I think maybe a much less support. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a lack of oversight there, and it's not to say all Hagwon owners are
no,
going to
no,
treat them badly. But
actually,
that's true. There's some great Hagwons out there.
Yeah, I've met some expats in Itaewon when I was kind of exploring around the city. And all of their experiences with Hagwons were excellent.
Hmm.
And I was really impressed because it's true. A lot of the stories you hear are horror stories. And
right.
I think that's kind of a shame. It gives them a bad name when that's not necessarily
yeah.
true. So, yeah, I was really surprised
right.
to hear when I got here that there's a lot of excellent Hagwons.
So, I mean, there's a bit more of a safety net provided by EPIC as far as that goes. And then, of course, I guess a standardized quality of education given to the public school students, which is really what the government wants, to have that be the center basis of mm-hmm. a child learning English. For you, Eric, then, what's been the response so far as people wanting to come and join up, and maybe even the response from the students as well?
Sure, sure. Well, I can just tag on a little bit to that Hagwon experience. I mean, I get a lot of applicants who have taught already in the Hagwon system, and they do say that, you know, there are some good Hagwons out there, but the difference between a Hagwon and working for EPIC is that level of trust,
right.
because you know that the goal is educating the kids, right? And sometimes in a Hagwon that can cooperate with making some cash, but sometimes it doesn't.
Sure.
And the support. So, you know, if you run into trouble at your Hagwon, it's between you and your supervisor to figure it out, right?
Right.
If you're working with EPIC in a public school, then, you know, if you have a concern or a question, you can talk with your co-teacher, the district supervisor, your provincial supervisor, and you can call us at the national
okay.
office.
Great.
And in terms of our program in general, we're just getting bigger and bigger and better. Last fall at this time, we had about 450 applicants that we welcomed through the national office. There are also applicants who apply directly to provinces. This year, this time, this fall, we're hiring roughly 670 teachers.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's growing, it's big, and I guess for more information for our expat listeners who are interested in this, go to www.epic.go.kr. We are out of time, but thanks to both of you for joining us, and best of luck to you.
Thanks very much, Henry.
Thank you. That was Eric Martin and Tammy Renard explaining the EPIC program, the English program in Korea.